My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. A neighbor was repairing handrails on their exterior stairs and came over to borrow a cordless drill. They were complaining about the misery of using rotten homeowner tools. Their cordless just couldn't do it. They returned the drill a few moments later and thanked me for the loan. Truth is, my cordless is no hot shakes, but the battery was fully charged and the bit crisp. This made me think of a rowing club in Gloucester, Mass. They had 3 Cornish pilot gigs and one was a tub. They all hated to row it. They had a group of rowers from Cornwall come join them for a race once, and they set them up with the clunker of a gig. This crew of experienced visiting rowers proceeded to set a new course record that in the following 10 years still hasn't been touched. The moral of the story is, a set of skills is a powerful tool. It's certainly true that a high-quality tool makes it easier to get great results, but you still need to learn how to use the tool. When I first started building in the early 80s, I bought just about all my tools from yard sales of retired carpenters. I did it because it's what I could afford. At the time, I had no idea that I had stumbled upon a source of tools of much higher quality. These tools were made in the 40s and 50s and made well. If you're starting out now, honestly, you don't need much to begin with. A comfortable tool belt and the tools to fill it. That would be a 16-ounce hammer, 25-foot tape measure, utility knife, nail set, chalk line, eye and ear protection. Next swoop would be a drill, circular saw, and speed square, pry bars, and a cat's paw. At this point, you've not spent much and have accumulated some skills. Those skills will help guide future tool purchases. Have something you'd like to share in the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.